Blog Talk Radio. into the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
It holds true in the earth if we can but believe it and walk comes our way. After standing, we're going to stand some more because we're standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. The sure foundation. The next song says, I still have a praise inside of me. I've been through many things. People have lied on me, talked about me, mistreated me, but I still have a praise inside of me. I've been through the storm and lots of rain, but I still have a praise inside of me today. Hallelujah. And then she went on to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. I thank you. God, I thank you this morning. Hallelujah. For he's been good to us. Oh, yeah, he's been good to us. And good morning and welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Mack of Freedom Doors Ministries. And I come to you live every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is September the 11th, 2013. God has blessed us with 9 months and 11 days into this new year. And we want to give him glory. We want to give him praise and honor. And today we want to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. We want to be real with God today. It does not matter about us. We were made for his pleasure. Oh, I'm excited right now. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto him, the true and living God, who has all power. There is no higher power. The God that said, let there be light, and light appeared. The God that so loved us that he allowed his only son, his only begotten son, the word says. He not only sent his son, but Jesus suffered. He hung. He bled. He died. He conquered all and rose with all power. And he's on our side today in spite of us. This is the day he made. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we can rejoice and be glad in this day that our God made if we choose to. The choice is ours this morning. Hallelujah. So at this time, we're going before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto Almighty God. We have our guest in this morning, none other than Pastor Mark Williams. Hallelujah. Oh, I like this man right here. And I enjoy his ministry and the things that he does. And so I've just had to have him to come. And when I asked, he didn't stumble with it. He didn't stutter about it. He agreed to come. And I thank God for that this morning. I've seen many things that he has done. And when a new member comes to the fold, he greet that new member and he asks others to welcome our new family member into the family. And that just excites me right there. Hallelujah. Because if the angels rejoice, the people of God should be leaping and jumping as well. Because that's one more soldier. That's one more worker in the vineyard unto Almighty God. I'm just grateful. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking you, Lord, for all you've done for us. You've done great and mighty things. We thank you for what you're doing right now and, Father, what you're going to do. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning, for you alone are worthy. And, Father, we're grateful unto you. We appreciate you this morning, and we love you. For, Father, it was you who first loved us. And no matter what goes on, Father, you're yet on our side in spite of us. We give you again glory and honor, and we praise you and we worship you this day. We come this morning asking for forgiveness of all our sins, our wrongdoings and wrong thoughts, wrong speakings and wrong feelings today. Though our sins be as scarlet this morning, Father, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow, cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness, and give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us today, in the name of Jesus. Father, a spirit that we can walk upright before you, a spirit, your spirit, that will help us to walk in faith and in trust in you. Father, a spirit that will help us to keep our mind on you, knowing you will keep us in perfect peace. We thank you for forgiveness this morning. Thank you for putting it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember our sins or wrongdoings again. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. We come bringing every caller and every listener before you this day. Ask that you would bless them going out and bless them coming in. Meet the need in their lives today, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I ask that, Lord, whatever their heart's desires are today, that, Lord, you would move upon it for your glory and for your people's sake. We know that you love us this morning. You love your people. And, Father, move by your Spirit today for the sake of your people and that you would be glorified. We ask this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, bless those that are sick. Bless those that are incarcerated and bless their families. Father, bless every branch of the military, those that are serving and their families. Continue to bless Admiral Lee this morning and his family, oh God. Lord, we ask that you would bless every Blog Talk host that's teaching and preaching Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today, oh God. Lord, it's all about you, nothing about us. We were made for your pleasure, and we ask that you would have your way here today. Bless Pastor Mark as he come in this morning. Father, use him today that he would be a blessing unto your people. God, use him today that he would testify of your goodness and talk of your wondrous works. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning for it. And Father, bless his family, bless his wife today. And Lord, bless those followers that you've assigned him to, that you made him the shepherd over. For your glory today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Ask that you would bless the leadership of this country. Lord, we ask that you would remind them that this country was built on you and your word, and that God help them to see that we need to go back to your word, Lord, and do our first works over, that, God, we may come before you righteous in faith. You counted Abraham faith as righteousness. Father, do it this morning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those of us that are Americans, help us to come back to you wholeheartedly in repentance, on our knees, God, from our heart. Help us today in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters overseas, that Lord, you would strengthen their hand in you, and that you would move by your Spirit for them this day. Men are being abused and going through. But God, I know that if we suffer for your sake, one day we'll get to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But Lord, we need you this morning to move for them. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Lord. Many, God, many are yet believing and trusting you. And Lord, we know that you will in no way turn them away, but that, God, you will come in and fix it for them today. We ask this in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you this morning. Hey, we give you glory and honor and praise for what you're doing right now for the sake of your people today. Father, we're nothing and nobody. Even our righteousness is as filthy rags before you. But Lord, we thank you this morning for your love. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you for never leaving us, not forsaking us. God, we thank you for being with us until the end. We glorify you today. We lift you up. Your word says you be lifted. You'll draw all men unto you. So, Father, we trust you this morning that you're drawing those that are not in you and you in them. All for your glory. Hallelujah. And, Father, we ask this morning that you would remember the laborers, those that are working unto you today. Father, we ask that you would strengthen us and help us to continue to hold up the bloodstained banner. We ask it all this morning again in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. Oh, we thank you for your word being true. We give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. Oh, he's on our side today in spite of us. His word said if he be for us, he's more than. Ooh, more than the whole world against us. His word said for us today, and I'm believing the reports of the Lord. His report says I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. For I'm more than. Look at this. I'm not just a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're moving right along this morning. I want to bring Pastor Mark in right at 7:30. So we're going to do some things a little different this morning. But our scripture reading for today is coming from Philippians 4, that's chapter 4 and verse 9. Oh, this is a beautiful passage of scripture. If we can get this in our spirit and walk accordingly, yeah, meditate on this and the things that we've learned and the things that we've received. And, you know, we've heard some things. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So this morning we want to pay close attention because the instructions of the Lord is very important. And if we're not following instructions, we can't get the promises, the blessings, the miracles from God. Because we want the promise, we want the blessings, we want the miracles, but we've overlooked the instructions. So instructions this morning is very important. Listen at what Philippians 4:9 had to say here. It says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Look at that, just a plain and simple. What you've learned, what you've received, and what you've heard in me, do it. In other words, and the God of peace shall be with you. If we obey this morning, our God is going to stay with us. But if we're disobedient, he can't be there. He can't stay with us because we're disobedient. There's only two and nothing in between. Either we for him or we against him. If we're for him, we're obeying his word. If we're not obeying his word, then that means we're against him today. Yeah, we can make all the excuses that we want. But I'm still in this human life. I can't help that. I heard what his word said this morning. And he said, when we hear his word, harden not our heart. Hallelujah. Our morning announcements this morning is simply go to www.freedomdoorsministries and take a look around the website over there. There's a guest book. They say you have to fight with the guest book, but just continue to try and put your code in there. And you'll be able to get in there. If you have an announcement, an event that you're doing, or there may be some advertisement that you want to share with others, feel free to post it in the guest book over at www.freedomdoorsministries.com. And this morning, if you have a foreclosure, home foreclosure problem, or you know someone that's having problems, their house is in foreclosure or getting ready to go into foreclosure, then I ask that you would call the Homeowners Relief. Homeowners Relief, and that is at 800-849-2177. Again, that's Homeowners Relief, 800-849-2177. And if you have problems, you can contact me through www.freedomdoorsministries.com, and I'd be more than happy to get the right number for you. But so far, no one has said the number was wrong, but I want to make sure. But and then there's another place that you can contact, and that's Homeowners Protection Services. Homeowner Protection Services. And that number is 800-435-8607. And again, that's Homeowners Protection Services, 800-435-8607. And so contact them and either one of them may be able to help you with the foreclosure problem and get your house out of foreclosure. Yeah, because men have worked hard to have their homes, and we know that men are laid off jobs, money changed, many different things, and now you can't make your mortgage payment. But contact one of these services, and they should be able to help you. And I want to say welcome to everyone this morning. God bless you. The main man in the house, all the way from Ocala, Florida, Brother Louis. Good morning, Brother Louis. God bless you. A Bible girl all the way from Indiana. Woo, woo. I thank God for you this morning, Miss Donna. God bless you, baby. God bless you. And good morning to our guest, Pastor Mark Williams. Good morning to you, area code 509. 315, Mother Booker in the house, Sister Lois. God bless you all the way from New York. And God bless you, Pastor Stan, down in the Bronx. And Brother Frank. Good morning, Brother Frank. And Sister Andrea Ellis. And we thank God for those that are coming through Skype and LinkedIn and Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and Google, Lisa and Chris and Raju and Pastor Jose Sanchez and Chaplain Bob and Ebert and those over there at Google. God bless you this morning. And we thank God for you tuning in with us, those that are coming through the archive shows later on to listen. God bless you this morning, and I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you this day. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in every day to take a listen to the show after we've gone off the air. It is indeed a blessing to see so many. And God is just faithful, and we come together in the morning as a group to give God the first fruit of our day as a group. Yeah, and many of us, we enjoy what goes on over at Jesus in the morning, and we just believe in lifting up his name early in the morning, and it blesses me throughout my day. God bless you, area code 509. I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning, Sister Barbara.
Good morning. God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in with us.
Yeah. God has really, I've been praying and you've prayed for me for the just protection of my job, and I've just been given a word of the great things God is going to do for me in ministry. And I'm at the point, Sister Barbara, where I'm decreeing and declaring things that God has spoken. Because I think there's a scripture, I don't know the reference, that says speak those things as though they were.
Yeah.
And I'm just still praying for protection. I'm a trainer on my job, and I'm just praying for all my trainees. I went and God had me anoint all their chairs at work because I asked for a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego anointing on them so that you know how they excelled more than their peers, not for pride, but just for me to have protection on my job, to keep my job, and to make sure that I'm doing my job right. And I just still want to pray for protection. But at the same time, I want to thank God. And I have just a testimony as how God has, each and every way, just listening to him, he's this week has made everything go pretty well so far in the week, and he hears you, and he's just a loving God, and if we obey him, he just makes a way for us. And so if you can pray for me for that, and I know God has a book in me on singleness, and I need to start writing it, so just praying on that. And I'm encouraged by especially yesterday with Minister Walker's testimony. I'm going to go to his site as well. And just the success of his book and his story I want to read about. So if you can pray for me, and I just wanted to testify, and I'm really glad I came across your radio station, and thank you for your ministry.
Amen. We thank God this morning. I want to give this to you, and sister, let me tell you something. I don't care what it looks like, what it feels like, or what it sounds like. I want you to meditate and walk in this scripture. It's Proverbs 3. verses 5 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I promise you, you're going to be all right. See, what the enemy wants you to think is that the company is going to have more power than God. But I want you to know, greater is he that lives within you than he that is in the world. God has the last word on everything about you. Everything about you. In the scripture this morning, it said this. It said, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Just do those things. Those things that you know God is pleased with, do those things. You mentioned the word yourself, obedience. The word of God says obedience is better than the sacrifice. Many pay their tithes and offering and all kind of other stuff. Well, obedience is what gets his attention.
Yes,
obedience, you said, is what will cause you to be blessed. So if you'll go to Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, and simply trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That word all right there is a big, big word. And lean not your own understanding. And all, there's that big, big word again, in all thy ways acknowledge him. And here come the promise, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. God will have all the rest taken care of. Wisdom will kick in. Knowledge will kick in. Understanding will kick in.
Yes.
And you don't have it to worry about. You've already petitioned God for what you want. Now you got to walk in faith and trust. You got to have confidence in him that he's coming to do what you ask him to do. And I just simply this morning touch and agree with you. That's all. I touch, thank you, Jesus, and agree with you in this. People, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Those of us that come to him, we must believe that he is. Almighty God, who has all the power, there's no higher power. He is a rewarder of them, is the instruction again, that diligently seek him. So just diligently seek God, keep the faith, and keep going. I don't care what it looks like, sound like, or feel like. You got to trust him. He's going to bring you out. Because there's even a promotion coming for you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I can hear a song that says this, if I can just hold out until tomorrow, if I can keep the faith. Look here, everything is going to be all right, but I can see that promotion coming. And I can even see some people watching you on the job, but it's not anything evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. But just walk in Proverbs 3. 5 through 7, you'll be okay. God bless you, Evangelist Brown. Our guest is here this morning, and we're running 5 minutes past time. But if you could bear with me, Evangelist, I'll bring you in shortly, because this Sunday I'll be over at Pastor Moe's, Pastor Suzanne Moe's in Lake City, Florida. So just bear with me and I'll get you in. But let me get Pastor Mark in here right quick. Good morning, Pastor Mark. How are you?
Well, good morning, Barbara. I am blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Amen. I tell you, I just love your ministry, the work that God called you to, man. And I love to see all that you're doing. I see y'all just finished the church in Kenya. And I love the way you bring those that has come into the family out front. I just love all that kind of carry it on. So I had to have you here. So at this time, I'm going to just turn the floor over to you and however God leads you this morning, Pastor Mark. Just let God have his way.
Hallelujah. Well, good morning, man. What a beautiful day. You know, I just love the way this show starts. Jesus in the morning, man, it all begins right there. You know, Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the afternoon, Jesus in the evening, Jesus at nighttime. I'll tell you what, there is nothing better than that. And, you know, it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. And when we get in that living relationship with our Lord, with our Savior, man, just everything changes. It cannot help but come out of you. It cannot help but come out of you. It is a beautiful thing. And you know, one thing that I have found through the course of time is love.
Yes.
Jesus is love, man. You cannot argue with the power of Jesus' love. He transcends all understanding. He just covers everything from A to Z. He is just, man, all that. I really don't know exactly what it is you want me to do here this morning, but I do got to say that Jesus,
yeah,
he's very, very clear in his word about it. As I say unto you, as much as you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me.
Oh, yeah.
That covers every little area of our life, you know, from those that are lost to those that are hurt. It just exudes out of us. And that's one of the things that we do here at Prodigal Ministries is we just show Jesus. We just show Jesus. Now, Barbara, do you have any questions for me?
Well, I wanted to know this. I wanted to know about your church, your ministry, the labor that God has chosen you for, if you could share that with us this morning, or if you have a word inside of you that you feel the Lord wants you to share with the people, I want you to share that if that's what you feel this morning and you believe that God has given you a word for the people, bring forth the word for the people. Because many members but one body, and I never know what people need. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, well, no, not sometimes, all the time, God will send a man or a woman to share. And once they began to share, the people began to hear. Faith cometh by hearing again, hearing the word of God. And our testimonies bless others. Oh, he went through that. I was going through that too. And that's what how he come out of it. Okay, he came out with that scripture. Or he came out with the word. And so that's kind of what I wanted you to do this morning. Just talk about the labor that God called you for, even how you come about with the prodigal, you know, and everything. Just share with us.
Oh, amen. I'll tell you, Barbara, I was raised a preacher's kid, you know, so I was in church every time the door was open, you know, and I gave my life to the Lord, you know, at 8 years of age, and I knew right then and there, you know, that I needed a Savior, but, you know, of course, hit some turbulent years there, and it wasn't until probably, 20 years ago that I really gave lordship, that I really gave Jesus my all. And, you know, Prodigal Ministries was started by, let me say this, never despise a humble beginning. But our house here, we had a little duplex next door that had no electricity, no water, it had nothing, but the glass was good in the place, and here it was in the middle of winter, and my wife seen a man sitting outside in his car, and here was a busted out window, and it's blizzarding outside, and bless her heart, she says, you know, we don't have much, but we've got this place here, it's out of the wind, it's, you're welcome to come in here and stay. And we was going to run over a cord and get some heat going for him. He says, well, I've got a down bag, you know. So we put him in there. And Prodigal Ministries really began right there. And where God has taken it is beyond my wildest dreams. And where it's going to end up is just, hey, the Lord told us to go ye into all the world, and that's where we're headed in the name of Jesus.
Man.
But never despise a humble beginning. Oftentimes we think that we've got to have everything in place. We've got to have this situation. We've got to have this money. We've got to have all these things. And I'm going to tell you, God is the master of making do. He is the master of bringing the resources. The only thing that he asks is that we step out in faith. You know, I love the scripture in James 2:18 where it talks about, you know, some say you have faith, well, I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So what that's telling us is that it doesn't matter what you don't have. because actually you've got everything. You've got Jesus Christ. He is the provider. He, when he wants something done, he is going to bring your need. He is going to fulfill what needs to happen. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Jesus believes in you. When we step forward, it pleases our Father like you wouldn't believe it. Oftentimes we think that sometimes we're just our own worst enemies. But, you know, Jesus believes in you. When we look at the Great Commission, when he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and then it says confirming the word. In verse 20, confirming the word. Jesus believes we can do all things. He already knows we can do all things, but oftentimes we're our own worst enemy because we think we've got to have so many things in step, so many things in line. It, you know, never despise that humble beginning, because from a little duplex with no water, no electricity, the Lord has moved and given us everything that we have needed above and beyond. You know, we're so blessed. When you trust in the Lord, you don't even have to go into debt. Everything that the Lord has given us has been exactly that. He has given us our every need. You know, I think oftentimes we get to looking at things and thinking that we can only do it under our own strength. And James 4:5 tells us real clear. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. We got to key in on that dwells. Dwells in us. That means to habitate. That means he is continually there. So when we begin to realize who we are in Christ and what Jesus has done, and when he says greater things than these you will do, when we start to grab a hold of those truths, all of a sudden the world opens up. You know, another little confirmation on that, you know, comes out of Corinthians where it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I can't begin to say enough about we need to know who we are in Christ and that he is our provider. He has taken and opened so many doors that I just go, wow. He never ceases to amaze. He never ceases to amaze. Praise God. Praise God. You know, the Lord has really laid something on our heart, and that is just to be his hands and his feet, to be his voice. And you know that? It just, that extends from our neighbor, our own home, to the world. That's something that we can never let go of. You know, when we grab that heart of Jesus, all of a sudden things begin to change. When we let Jesus be Jesus, he's going to take you into areas. He's going to provide your needs. He's going to just take you beyond your wildest imagination. With the prodigal, one aspect of the ministry is we run a transitional shelter, an emergency shelter for men, and we targeted men specifically. And nothing against you sisters, but there's so many programs for women and women with children. But there is really nothing out there for men. You know, oftentimes the word is, or the thought is, you know, you're a man, grab your bootstraps, pull yourself up, and you'll do it. What people fail to realize is that men struggle, our heart is to raise these men up into the warriors of Christ that they were meant to be. You know, since we started Prodigal in 2004, out of that little bitty duplex to where it is now, there has been literally thousands of men that have come through this place. And it's just amazing. When you share Jesus with these men, you know, sometimes it's planting a seed, sometimes you see it come to fruition, but but we've got people. You make such an impact when you share the one true living Jesus. We've got people that still get a hold of us from back in 2004 saying, hey, Pastor Mark, Sister Laura, we just want to let you know we're doing fine. We're in California, or we're in Alaska, or we're doing this, but we still want to thank you and thank Jesus for what he's done. You know, never, never, never despise a humble beginning. God has got so many things he wants to do. You know, Barbara, you'd said something about showing converts, you know, new believers, you know, bringing them out. And I think that that's a powerful thing because the world needs to see that it's going on for one thing.
Yeah.
And they need to be encouraged. But also for the new believer, they get to go back and they get to look. And let's take Facebook, for example. They get to see all the comments from people all around the world. Blessing them, that are praying for them, that are in their corner. You know, all of a sudden these men who felt like they had nothing realize they have got people around this world that are or have been in the same boat, but are in their corner and are praying for them. There is nothing more precious to our Lord than a soul. You know, it's so precious that Jesus staked his life on it.
Amen.
He staked his life on it.
Yeah.
How can we not share the goodness that he done for us?
Mm. Thank you. You know, Pastor Mark, I heard you speaking, and it just blessed me real good because I know it's genuine. I know that it's real. And you said something so profound to me is that many want to prepare and think they need to get ready. But if he saved you and you know there's something you can do, step out in faith and begin to work unto Almighty.
Amen.
You got so much stuff out here. See, people are listening to these people who have been in theology schools and got messed up. They messed up coming out of these places because you will not teach me what God can teach me. You don't have that power.
Mm-hmm.
I look at your life as raggedy, so I can't follow what you're talking about. I need the risen Savior himself to lead and guide me. I need his spirit to lead and guide me into all truth. So many hear all of this stuff. You can't go witnessing unless you know the Bible. No, if you have one scripture that you found God on, take that one scripture and go. And whatever else you need, God will supply the need. Whatever else you need to give to his people, to plant a seed, as Pastor Mark said, or to water what already has been planted. God will give this to you. But you can't get this sitting back and trying to line every word up and prep it up and fix it up so that you can bring a lesson to the people. I don't need no lessons. I need obedience. I don't need a lesson. I need faith. I need trust in God. I need to know that now that he saved me, there's work for me to do. They have all of these classes. And I'm not saying nothing is wrong with teaching and learning. But we must be led by the Spirit of God and allow God to lead and guide us. And stop depending on man. And these brothers that Pastor Mark bring to the forefront, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I know the angels in heaven rejoiced when they came to the Lord, but I want to rejoice with you too. I want to rejoice with you too, because now you're a new creature. You're no longer an old man.
Amen.
You got a new way of thinking, and really he gave you a heart transplant. You got a new heart in you now.
Oh, yeah.
So that is just, oh my, I saw that and almost just went crazy. said, look at this. Because God always have people who love him and who want to do right by him and others. But yet there are those who think more of themselves than they ought. There are those who done got it twisted and got wrapped and tied all up into some foolishness. And they can't get up unless they dressed up. They can't get, oh, my goodness, it's just pitiful. And people sitting there hurting, and people sitting there can't pay their bills. And we got to teach people faith. You believe in God. And see, I look back at the apostles and what they had. I never did see them taking nothing. And he told them to go ahead, don't even take the scripture. Just go. Because if you go, I said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to be with you until the end. You go and do what I would have you to do. I'm coming in. And where you falling short, I'll make up the difference. But the first key is we must get up to go. We must get up to obey God. Because too many of us are sitting down. Now Pastor Mark had no idea I was watching him. He didn't even know me, did you, Pastor Mark?
No, I didn't, dear. No, I didn't.
But
it's amazing the outreach.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing,
what,
you know.
Go ahead.
You know, you was talking just a minute ago, you know, about getting your favorite scripture and just running with it, you know, and not having to worry about knowing all of the word and that kind of thing. And you know what? I love that. That is so true, because there is such a hindrance in thinking that, you know, we've got to go to seminary, or we've got to go through this Bible college, or go through this or go through that. And you know, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. And I'm going to tell you the first verse that the Lord gave me that just really just, okay, here we go. And it's out of Psalms 37, in Psalms 37, 4, 5, and 6. And actually, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Well, first off, we want to make sure we line up with the word, but it says he will give you the desires of your heart. And then it talks about commit. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he'll bring it to pass. You know, the Lord knows what's in our heart, and he wants to give us the desires of our heart. And when we commit to him, he's going to bring these things to pass. I thought about those things. I thought about ministry and wanting to share the love of Jesus. And I thought, you know what, there's my base right there. Delighting in the Lord. And I know he's already going to give me the desires. It doesn't say I've got to go to seminary. It doesn't say I've got to have a bankroll that looks like this, or I got to have, you know, a certain look or anything. It's like, just go.
Go.
Like you were saying about the apostles, you know, they just went. And so I grabbed that scripture, and I jumped on that thing. And it's just, you know what, I have not seen him fail me yet. Now, oftentimes, you know, once we get to going, we tend to think we've got to do it under our own power.
Mm-hmm.
We think we've got to do it under our power. Well, I'm telling you, you're as blunt as it can be, you're doomed to failure if you're going to be doing it under your own power. Mm-hmm. You know, in 2 Chronicles, it tells us the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. In behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him, towards those who love him, to show himself strong. Let's key in on that. The eyes are there. His eyes are constantly watching.
Thank you.
To and fro, throughout the whole earth. It doesn't mean in our own little town, although he is. It doesn't mean in our own little city, although he is. It means that he is encompassing the whole world, and that means every believer, his eye is on. And he wants to show himself strong. Just step out.
Yeah, Lord.
Step out in faith.
Yeah.
You know, what is it, Proverbs 23, it says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is.
All right. Come on, Pastor Bob.
We have got to get this concept of who Jesus Christ is, what he done. Greater things than these you shall do. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Well, he told me I was going to do greater things, so I'm going to step into this. It didn't say I had to get this together and that together. It just said, as you think in your heart.
Yes, sir.
As you think in your heart, so you are.
You know, Barbara, I praise God for people like you and other believers here and around the world that step out, that dare to share the love of Jesus, that dare to take it to the ends of the earth. You know, that's an inspiration to me.
Yeah.
You know, we never get beyond where we need a little encouragement or we need to know the love of our brothers.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you personally, Barbara, for the things that you do. As I've sat here and I've looked at your website, and yes, I did struggle with that guest book, getting signed in, but praise God for the warriors that are out there. And you know what, can I just want to pray just for a second.
Yes.
Father God, as we come this morning, Father, we come of one accord. Lord, we just come, Father, praising your name and thanking you for who you are. Father, thanking that you have given us everything we need.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we want to lift everybody out there. We want to lift every person that has got this desire, Father, just to step out and serve you. Father, show them who they are.
Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, touch them. Raise up in them, Father, that new man that you've created in them.
Yeah.
Father, that they step forth. Lord, that they go in your boldness. Father, that they go forth with your love, with your compassion. Father, we want that marriage feast to be full. And Father, for everybody that is struggling right now.
Yeah, Lord.
Father, we lift them before you. Father, for that special touch, Father, that special touch that only you can give. Holy Spirit, insert them right now and just bring up, Father, everything that you are within them. Father, we'd see new brothers and sisters, Father, stepping out. Father, making a difference in their home. Father, we pray for those husbands and wives that just can't seem to get along, Father, that you would just bring the peace, Lord, that the family would be restored.
Yeah.
Father, that they would be reshaped. Father, we just pray for the ones that are on the streets.
Yes.
That hearts would be inclined to you. And enemy, we bind you from stealing any word that is given to them. Father, right now, we just claim thousands upon millions of billions for you. Father, use our hands. Father, by whatever means, because, Lord, we know you're there.
Thank you.
We know your desire.
Yeah, Lord.
Father, that you believe in us. Father, oftentimes even more than we believe in ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the fruit that's coming from this already. We thank you for the changed lives. Father, from here to Singapore to Jamaica to just, Lord, the ends of the earth.
Yes.
Father, Paul comes to mind. Touched him, Lord. Australia comes to mind, Lord. Breathe new life. Father, just England. Father, my heart. I see, Father, just that you're moving mightily across that nation, Father. Lord, use us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that your word doesn't come back void, that every seed that is planted, Father, is going to grow.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father.
Thank you.
We thank you for the gift of today.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may we use it wisely. And at the end of the day, may we hear you say, well done.
Yeah, Lord.
Oh, thank Father. Thank you for loving us as you do.
Thank you.
In turn, teach us to love you with the same intensity that you love us.
Mm.
We know love attracts.
Yes.
Father, may it just pour from us like liquid love.
Father, when people leave our presence, Father, may they feel as they've been in your very presence itself. Thank you, Father. I thank you for the warriors that are out there now. Father, there's just so many ministries that are struggling. Father, we speak into them new life, new provision. And Father, use our hands to help equip them. In Jesus' name. Father, for your glory, not for us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you the truth. God is who he says he is. And he's not a complicated God. He's a simple God. He even said his word was so plain, even a fool could understand. But it's us. We make things so complicated. We make it so complicated. And we want it the way we want it. We want it to come from who we want. No, no, no. I accept today what Almighty God allows. I'm better off today. And if we'll get up and go, if each one tells three, you going in the store, take a minute to talk to somebody. You see people struggling with the prices of something in the store, go over and share the good news of Jesus. Pastor Mark, I often said the Walmart, the dollar stores, you know, Family Dollar, Dollar Trees, Dollar Generals, those are my churches, and that's where I pastor.
Amen.
And when I go in there, especially in Walmart, you know, right there in the vegetable section, right about the lettuce and tomatoes on the other side of the cucumbers, right there is where the church service began. Yeah, the praising began right there.
Amen.
And if you let me get around by the meat department, the word is coming forth.
Oh,
I get on down by the butter and the eggs and the cheese in that area. I'm having altar call. So by the time I get to the register, the benediction and went forth. And as I'm going on out the store, I'm shaking the people's hand. Because of this, wherever we go, we represent him. Not
Amen.
The way we dress and all of this and how deep we look and all this so crazy stuff. But it's by what we allow God to do through us for his people. This is how the world will know that we are of him, for the love we have one for another.
Amen.
And if I see another brother or sister, I want to greet them. I want to show love. I heard him pray the prayer of faith and said, liquid love is just flowing. Hallelujah. And people tell me all the time, you weird. Because I'm going to a dollar store and turn it out. You better hear me. I'm talking to people and people looking at me because they don't do that. And many days I've said something to the cashier and she can't barely say anything back because she's so bogged down by the job and what the supervisor has told her. And one day I asked the Lord, I said, well, Lord, why do people so sour? Like they've been eating pickles or sucking on a lemon. And the Lord said, the joy of me is your strength.
Yes.
They don't have joy. Many of them, they've come to me, but they don't remember. That I will reward them, but they are not diligently seeking me. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead, Pastor Mara.
You said it right when you said, you know, Walmart, Dollar General, Family Dollar, you know, is our church. And, you know, I mean, the word is so clear. It says we're two or three gathered together in my name. You know, I bear witness with you, sister. When I go into them places, you know, sometimes my wife don't even like going with me into them places because we're going to be there for a while.
Okay.
How can you not? How can you not? When you look around and you see so many hurting people, and you know, does not the word say that all heaven rejoices over one and that he left the 99 to go and get the one?
Yes, sir.
So I can guarantee you, I can almost guarantee you that 95 to 98% of the time, that one's not going to be in church.
Uh-huh.
That one's going to be out there on the street.
Yeah.
That is where we go. We begin with one. Oh, you know, one of the things that we say here at Prodigal Ministries is, you know, we're going to take the gospel unto the world.
Amen.
We never
forget. Because you know what, Pastor Mark, the world is not coming for the gospel. This is why
we've got to take it to them.
Yeah, they're not coming in for the gospel. See, because believe it or not, it's fun and sinning. They're having a good time.
Yeah.
They're going through many things now. Although it's fun, they're going through many things. And if they don't get it right, they won't go back with Jesus when he comes. But if we'll take time out of our busy schedule to go out and see about the lost, hallelujah, go out to see about the widow, go out to see about the sick, the elderly, go out to see about children. Early this morning, I'm trying to play my second song, and after the first song, you probably heard a pause because there was a young man at the front door. He needed a ride to school. You see where he come, don't you? All of these houses here, he passed every one of them and come here. Because he believed if he knocked on this door, I would answer and I would give him a ride to school. And many mornings, I'm on here with you, but many people are knocking on the door. Some people need play the food. Some just need to know that I woke up this morning. That later on they can come back and God will use me to fulfill the need. Last night a lady called me from the hospital. From a hospital bed. Just to talk with me. She didn't want prayer. She said, I'm still living, Miss Mack. And I'm going to be all right, and I wanted you to know. Hallelujah. But we won't do nothing. We're too wrapped up in the dress code.
Yeah.
We're too wrapped up in looking dignified. We're too wrapped up in bringing big words out and hearing it this way and hearing it that way instead of just being plain and simple and allowing God to use us from our sincere heart, because he can't take nothing else but what's real.
Yeah.
And take all this pumped up, fixed up stuff. He can't do nothing with that. He needs you to be plain and simple. And this is why many people come to me. I'm down to earth. I'm plain and simple, nothing dressed up. I'm from the South, and you hear that Southern talk of a black woman many days, because that's just who I am. But if you open your spiritual ears to hear from the Lord, you'll be blessed. Faith cometh by hearing today, hearing the word of God. And not only that, if you open your heart, you'll see love flowing from mine. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean.
Amen.
So all of this pumped up stuff, I'm nobody else but who I am. And I'm not trying to be no one else. I don't need a stage. I don't need a platform. All I need is people who need Jesus, and God is willing to use me to lead them to him. That's all I need today. And I thank him for it. I do nothing of myself. I'm always trying to be led by him, that he can do what he want to do for his people. I'm just a simple vessel that God can use. Oh, I love him today. I love him today. Pastor Mark, he's been good to me, plain and simple. He's been good to me. I had these people to come in, and they was talking about how the house looked. And I thought to myself, if y'all think this is something, this is absolutely nothing. It's raggedy in here. But if you'll get your hearts and mind right, if you'll have faith and diligently seek God, one day he's going to reward you. And I think on these things, Pastor Mark, when I hear him say, well done, and he has assigned me my mansion. He's not just going to give me the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. He's going to give me a mansion. And the streets are paved with gold. He got my garment waiting for me to put on. It's a special garment. It's not like these clothes on the earth. There's going to be choirs there singing heavenly. So all of this stuff in the earth that people are chasing after, the prosperity preachers preaching that you get the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy, you get a Cadillac, you get a Mercedes, that's foolishness.
Yeah.
Often rust corrupt here, and thieves can break in and steal. When we get there, hallelujah, moth, no rust, thieves can't break in and steal. I won't have to cry over children or the elderly no more. I will have to stay on my face for the sick no more. God is, he's taking care of it all. All of that is over with. But while we're here, there's yet work for us to do. And he told us to work while it's day, because when night comes, we can't see. And when he comes back, he wants our work to already be completed. So I want to go downtown around the bus terminal, the street bus, you know, the city buses. I want to go down there and make sure that whoever he assigned me to and assigned me to them, that I can get my work done right there. I want to hang out around the homeless shelters or where homeless people are. I want to go down in what they call the ghetto around the crack house and all this kind of stuff, the prostitute strolls and all of that. People know me. Hey, Barbara! Because I've been down witnessing. Many people see me at the corner service station and say, hey, Barbara, it's this man. He this and this and this. Hey, Barbara, you need to pray for him. You hear me? And I say, okay, well, let's pray. And they'll stand right there with their head bowed, touching and agreeing with me. I'm to my people in the world. I'm to my, this the prostitute. This the drug abuser. This the alcoholic. They stand around the fire barrel, and they pass the bottle to one another. They standing there touching and agreeing with me for the person they done told me about. But see, these people that got these buildings that they say it's the church and that God has made them the shepherd, you don't see them out there like that. All these churches in Jacksonville, Florida, it should be a preacher. It should be at least three or four preachers for every shift. The 7 to 3, the 3 to 11, the 11 to 7, to be preachers for every shift out here working, making sure folk don't go to hell, but making sure that they go back with Jesus when he comes.
Oh, amen.
Ossifying and all of this foolishness, that's just some foolishness is what it is. God is plain and simple. And I told my daughter, because Pastor Marge, she's always on me about the way I talk. Mama, you sound like you never went to school. Whatever. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? As long as people understand, that's all I need them to do. I'm not presenting to the world way. I'm trying to present to the world God's way. And if you listen to the way Jesus spoke, he said, go yonder. You didn't hear him say, well, go over there. He said, go yonder.
Yeah.
And I understood it. But whatever I'm saying, you can understand. And if you got your heart open to God, he's coming in to fill you. He will fill you this day. I don't care how long you said you've been a preacher. I don't care how long you said you've been pastoring. I don't care how long you said you was a Sunday school teacher. But you were doing all of this according to man. And according to your flesh. Today is the day. Let's reverse this thing and let's do it God's way, plain and simple. One scripture, get up and go. One scripture, tell the world. One scripture, help the homeless man or woman. One scripture, service boys and girls. One scripture, see about the elderly. One scripture, see about the sick. One scripture, see about the fatherless.
Yes.
And you said it, Pastor Mark, when you've done it unto the least, you've done it unto me. I'm long-winded. I'm going to turn it back to Pastor Mark.
Yeah. You know, the flip side of that verse, you know, as you've done unto me, you know, as we look at the end of that, it talks about those that don't do. And, you know, that's truly sad because so many people live under a delusion. They get caught up in their own little worlds and they forget that there is something much grander, something much more than what we live in. We've got to step out of the comfort zone. You know, we might be out of the comfort zone approaching that person in Walmart or that person at the bus station or the train station or that person hanging out outside the liquor store. But I guarantee you, you know, God is going to move. You know, Barbara, this is something that I have seen that the people that are on the street have got so much more than do I dare say it, the people that live church for a show. Uh-huh. You know, we go out and we'll pray for people. You know, we'll pray for their sicknesses. You know, and I see if we're praying for people on the streets, we see these miracles manifest. We see these healings come, but when you get within the church, man, you know, it just, well, people don't want to go there. Mm-hmm. I'm going, there's something really wrong with this picture. There's something wrong with this picture, family. We need to regroup. We need to get back to the basics. You know, we need to learn to keep it simple. You know, really, the gospel is very simple. Jesus made it very simple that we might understand.
Yeah.
He made it so simple that we don't have to have the theological degrees and the doctorate degrees. Now, I'm not saying that's not all. It's not bad. You know, if the Lord has led you there, go. But do not ever forget the Spirit. Do not ever forget the Holy Spirit because He empowers all things.
Yeah.
And if we're going out without the Holy Spirit, you know, that's like going out without your pants or your clothes on. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. As I sit and I think about the world that needs to hear about Him, it's just my heart breaks, sister.
Yeah.
And I want to encourage every person out there that thinks that you don't have enough. You know, God is going to make your way. You know, 2 Corinthians tells us He's able to make all grace. That's that unmerited favor, that all abounding, come to you, having sufficiency in all things, that you may abound in every good work. All it takes is that simple step of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step out and I'm going to be Jesus today.
Hallelujah.
You know, as we step out there, we need to realize Jesus is, He dwells in us. He is everywhere. So, you know, when we see these needs, we need to step up to the plate. You know, your testimony blessed me, sister, man. When you talk about people calling you, people coming by your home, and this, that tells me that God is alive and well and using you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord, use us all like that.
Yes, yes. See, because look, we're too busy about what we're too busy about. We don't have time for other people. If it's not concerning me and mine, I don't have time. I'm afraid. I'm this. I'm that. But I promise you when Jesus returns, there will be no excuses that He will accept. He said He's the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Yeah, He let us know He have all power, power to save, power to heal, power to change lives. And many are up with all of these titles and all of this stuff, but we're not in the book. We're not living what this book say. See, God hear what we say, but He's looking at what we're doing. And what we're saying and what we're doing are two different things. Therefore, He can call us a liar. Many of us, we want to be on these posters and all this old crazy stuff that don't make no sense. Because who are you impressing? There's no point in impressing man.
Amen.
There's no point. Man will not have the final word on you and where you spend eternity. God is the one that's going to have the final word. I reposted something, Pastor Mark, that one of the men from, I don't think it was Ghana. It was from, where you just built the church. And Kenya. This is what he said in his post. Now, this is what he said. He said, living for ministry and living for money are mutually exclusive goals. Which one will you choose? If you're a servant of God, you can't moonlight for yourself. Your time belongs to God. And that's the problem right there. We don't give God our time. That which we think is ours. Or I'm going to run and do this, or I'm going to run and do that, or I'm going to do this, 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 I'm going to do this. Never really hearing from God. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. There are going to be many church workers that he got to tell, depart from me, I don't know you. Because you did nothing unto him. You did it for the sake of the building. You did it for the sake of the pastor. You didn't have no love. You worked on the usher board, but you was the meanest usher ever lived. You sat on the deacon board, but all you did is sat there and watch how much money be brought in and make sure nobody steal money. You never went to the hospital to serve communion to the saints. You never went to the chapel of the hospital to pray for nobody. You never went to the jails or the prison to see nobody. When you saw the homeless people, you had a four-bedroom house, and two of the bedrooms was empty, but you never invited nobody to stay. When people come to your house, they can't sit on your furniture because it's too nice. God is not looking for show. He's not looking for empty people. He's looking for people that feel with it, that want to be filled with his spirit so that he can use you to bless others. It's all about the work. It's all about obedience. It's all about God being pleased in the things that he can accept. You may be able to accept something, but God may not. And simply because he don't strike you down, that does not mean he's pleased. Oh, and if we'll just wake up, come out of all this church protocol and all this so crazy traditional foolishness and simply serve God by serving his people in love. Obedience today is better than the sacrifice. If he gave you, go do it. I don't care how simple it is, I say it all the time. He may just have you standing on the corner passing out little tracts.
Yep.
If that's what he called you and chose you for, do it. But everybody want the big limelight. They want to be in the spotlight. You don't know what's going behind the scene with spotlighters. You don't know how hard their lives are. You want the glit and glamour. When I want my glit and when I want my glamour is when I get my mansion. Hey, when I get there with him, where every day is going to be Sunday, Sabbath will have no end. There will be no more crying and dying in pain. That's when I want the glit and glamour.
Mm-hmm. You know, we sit there and I tell people, you know, we store up our treasures in heaven. You know, as we invest here, we reap there. You know, when we serve God, the dividends that come from that thing, from serving the Lord, are out of this world. You know, how can we not? Oh, Lord Jesus, we don't have this. This world is not our home.
Man.
Oh, Lord, I just get so. The kingdom of God.
Yeah.
the kingdom of God is where it is.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's where it is. Oh, Lord Jesus. I pray that the world sees this. You know, everything here decays. You know, you get a new car, you get this, you know, it's going to rust. It's going to break down. You know, you get a home, well, you know, the termites get to it, or, you know, there's always something breaking down. But it tells us that once we get to heaven,
none of that
mm-hmm. is going to happen.
Okay.
And the treasures that he has for those that love him, it says that the eye has never seen or the mind even begun to imagine the treasures that he has in store for those that love him. I don't know about you, sister, but, you know, I've got a pretty vivid imagination, and I can think pretty big, and it's like, and that's not even beginning to comprehend or even beginning to touch the things that the Lord has in store for us.
Yeah.
We have today. Let us labor. Let us reach. Let us go beyond the four walls. Let God out of the box. You know, sometimes I see people where they get this formulated mind of ministry where it's got to be like this or it's got to be like that. And, you know, that is so far from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That is so far from the truth. Ministry can be a cup of cold water to a child in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry is living your life daily.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, because I guarantee you, just as you said earlier, there's people watching that you don't even know.
That's right.
There's people watching that you don't even know, and they're going, what is it that this person has? And then the Holy Spirit touches that, and that hunger begins to grow, and it's like, I want what they have. You know, the world has created such a deception. You know, if I sit and I look at Satan, and he's just one big counterfeit. We look here on this world, and he has counterfeited everything that God has in store for us. He tries to give you a little of this and a little of that to tempt us, to pull us away. But the truth of the matter is that it's all a counterfeit. And if it's all a counterfeit, well, I don't know about you, but I want the real deal. I don't want the counterfeit.
Come on, amen.
I don't want the counterfeit. I don't want the imitation. It's like, take me to the real deal.
Come on.
And take me to that real deal. And that's simply being Jesus. It's like, where do you even begin to touch on this thing?
Yeah.
He has given, Satan is masterful at what he does. There's no doubt about it. Well, he'll pull you into the drugs. He'll pull you into the alcohol. He'll pull you into money. He'll pull you into fame. He'll pull you into anything to keep your mind
mm-hmm.
off of Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's a thief. He's come to steal and destroy. He wants to have what you have, but he cannot have it.
Come on now.
Going to make sure, or he wants to make sure, that you aren't going to get it either. Why? Because of his jealousy.
Yeah.
Jealousy has got no room in the kingdom of God. You know, you said just a minute ago about if God has called you to hand out tracts or to hand out bulletins, praise God, be faithful and do it, because your reward is sure. As we said, and we look at Billy Idol, Charles Spurgeon, we look at, you know, Billy Graham, we look at these guys that the Lord has used. Let me tell you, the reward for them is going to be the same as the man is faithful in going out and praying for the sick or giving food to somebody that doesn't have it. Our God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And in his kingdom, there is no lack. Step forward. Get what God has got for you, because I guarantee you this, it's not counterfeit. It's not imitation. It's the real deal. And when you got the real deal, you got it all. Oh. And to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. enter in.
Hallelujah.
Can we even begin to grasp? Can we even begin to grasp? When we hear the Creator of the universe, our Father, say, come on in. Enter into your rest. I've got joys unimaginable for you.
Hallelujah.
I have got things that you cannot even begin to comprehend just for you. Hey, I got you a mansion. You want to go see it? Hey, let's go do this. Let's go do that. God wants to hang out with us.
Yeah.
But first things first, we have to work while we're here.
Amen.
But you know, once we get that living relationship with Jesus, it's really not work. There's that joy that's inside of you that comes from that Holy Spirit, the all-precious Holy Spirit, that creates in us that desire to want to go and to share what we have. You know, I love the words of Peter. He says, gold and silver have I none, but what I have, what I have, I give unto you. May that be our words. May that be our motto. May that be the very thing that we live by. What I have, I give unto you, and that being Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of those kind of messages this morning that people really want to jump across chairs about because they haven't grasped that thing yet. But this was one of the most powerful messages you'll ever want to hear, serving Jesus. If we want to serve ourselves and we want to serve others so that we can impress. But if you just simply serve God, there's no impressing in it. You're just plain and simple. Just do it. Just do it. All right, Evangelist, we have a caller, Pastor Mark, Evangelist Willie Brown from Lake City, Florida this morning. I'm going to bring him in right now. Good morning, Pastor Evangelist Brown. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. God bless you all, Evangelist Mac. God bless every listener that's online this morning listening. I just tell God thank you, and it blesses my soul and to hear another man of God, him and his wife reaching out, helping others. You know, that's my kind of preacher, Evans. You know that. And laboring for the kingdom. And I want to say to Pastor Mark, you know, God has really tremendously blessed you because of your faithfulness. I was listening to you, your testimony, how you got started. And he has really seen the light in that, and he's going to continue to bless you because of your obedience and your faithfulness, and because of that, he's going to continue to release the blessings upon you. And I just want to say, you know, there's a Boaz blessing on his way for you, on the way for your household. There will be no lack, and there will be anything. You won't be without anything because of your faithfulness and your obedience. God will continue to bless you because of that. You know, many times, and I was listening in, and you're so right, Evangelist, that, you know, men and women of God, you know, the scripture come to mind when over in Genesis 3:9, when Adam and hid in the garden, and God said, where art thou? And in other words, he was saying, where are you? And I just want to say, men and women of God, where are you today? You know, where are you? And helping those that need help, the prostitutes, the drunkards, the ones that are on drugs, the homeless, the orphans. Where are you today? And what displeases God is the fact that they're hiding just like Adam here, because they're hiding in the pulpits, they're hiding in the pews, they're hiding in their raiments, they're hiding in their own self image, their own glory, and God is not pleased with that. See, they're hiding like Adam, and we want to come out from amongst that type of stuff. We don't want to continue to hide in the big cathedrals and all that type of stuff and have the big programs and to see how many people can come in. And and with the money that you're raising, why not put the money out there and help those? Not be ashamed of saying, well, I'm not going over there, I'm not helping them, they know better. Those are the wrong type of attitude, but I thank God that you don't have that spirit. I thank God that you don't have that spirit, you don't possess that spirit. You show and you express Christ-like spirit, and I'm so grateful to hear that this morning, because I pray often for many labels to come forward and to help those who are in need, because I myself was once that needed help like that. And that was the way, that was the spirit that I saw, and that's what brought me over, won me over to Christ. Amen. And so this is the thing that I'm pleased in hearing, pleased in seeing it. Continue on doing just what you've been doing. There will be no famine in your land, and nothing going on that you're doing that displeasing God. And so I just want to encourage you to continue on, and I will keep you in prayer. God bless your wife for being that strength there. With this and the vision that y'all had and y'all stepped out, and because of that, he has blessed you tremendously, and he's going to continue to bless you. This is the reaping season, so continue to labor like Ruth did and watch your reaping of the harvest.
Oh, amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you, brother. That just that truly blesses me to hear of other men, you know, that are out there, you know, just living the gospel. Instead of talking, that's just you. And you know, I just, brother, I'm going to tell you, you're in my prayers. You're in my prayers that the Lord empower your work, that He raise you up, and that you are able to reach the hundreds of thousands, the millions, and the billions for Him.
Yes, Lord.
Every little need. You know, you said it so well. You know, when we get the blessing, when God blesses us, He don't bless us to put it in the bank.
That's right.
He don't bless us to put it in the bank. He blesses us that it might pour forth. You know, one of the things that I tell and share with people is, you know, when you receive them from God, you got open hands. You got open hands.
Yes.
And that open hand, when it hits your hand, it's able to flow out. And that means the blessings are able to keep coming in. But when we start to close that hand up to hang on to, well, it stops that flow in Jesus' name. You know, it just, you're not able to bless others. And I guarantee you, God sees that when you start holding on to it for yourself, those blessings are going to stop. It's meant to give. That you are meant to give, not to hang on to, because our treasures are not.
Yes. That's right.
To be here, sir. Our focus
like
is heaven.
Exactly what Brown said, they making excuses. I'm not going to make your emergency my dilemma. They said our talents, but they want the people to give into their ministry. Yeah, and then they'll come up with a man rob God, or just all kind of nonsense. Y'all better hear me today. And I just can't go for all of that. Oh, I'm not giving you one dime to my tithes and offering. You better get somewhere and get right with God. Yeah, so that you can go back with him when he comes. Because, see, God is not striking people down like they thought he would, because they've done wrong. So therefore they think he pleased, or they're getting away with something, and they just continue to go on. But I've learned over the years, simply because a man or God use a man or a woman does not make them belong to him. He can use anything he wants. He used a chicken, he used a whale and a donkey. But I don't want to just be used by God. I want to belong to him. I want to be his daughter. The daughter that he's calling for. The daughter that he's looking for when he comes back. Yeah. And so I just pray like you, Evangelist Brown, that men and women would grab hold to the vision of Almighty God, the vision of Jesus, and live like Jesus did. Live the word of God. Many of us can talk a good game, but we got to live this thing, and we got to live it daily. After I get through telling you all this stuff, and it come true, I yet got to live something. And if I'm not living nothing, you going on with God and I'm going on to hell. I refuse. To pull others out the pit, but I get put in the pit? I don't think so. That's crazy. But this is Evangelist Brown, Pastor Mark, and this is one of the, I'll say it until I leave here, this is one of the baddest street preachers I ever saw in my life. Now, I'm not talking about from the pulpit. I'm talking about on the street, on the actual street, where the drug abuser or the homeless person is. He can even reach the youth. God has given him many talents, and God used him in many ways. And he's a good brother. He's a good brother. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. And so I want to see if anyone else have anything they would like to say. Please feel free to push that number one and come on in. Good morning, Brother Pedro. Good morning, the Prophetess Duke. Sister Yvette, God bless you this morning. Again, Sister Ellis is in the house from Wichita, Kansas. And Brother Frank, Pastor Stan, Mother Booker, God bless you this morning. God bless you. We thank God for you holding on. Holding on, because I know many of them want to hear this message, because it wasn't about what, you know, the pump and the pomp and the foolishness.
Yeah.
And they're going to be pumping and pumping, and God going to come back, and they're not going to be ready. Hallelujah. Let me get Prophetess Dukes in this morning. God bless you, baby. How are you today? Prophetess Dukes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry. I had it on mute. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I can't complain today.
Well, I just wanted to tell the man of God that I loved what he was speaking today, and it's all about love. It's for us to reach out for those that are in need, for those that need to hear the word of God. And I'm just thankful that there is someone else out there just telling a story, telling that story of God, and we're all just walking epistles. We're all just going through our own journey and telling each everyone that we see about the love of God. And what I love is that God is about unity for those that have and those that have not. And sometimes what we need to understand is that we can see people and they can be dressed in all their finery, but they're so empty inside. So we not to walk away from them, but to reach to them and let them know about the beauty of God. Because a lot of times people are just brought up in an atmosphere or an environment. And you've seen so many people on television, these children, when you hear their stories of how they tried to commit suicide and they came from this exclusive family, and you're wondering what is wrong, what happened. You had everything. Why would you want to kill yourself? It's because there's something lacking on the inside. So a lot of times what I do from the area that I live in, and I did not come from a rich background. I came from a humble background, but we always were taught to study because we knew that education would help us to get another place. But my thing is to always go back and encourage those that to go back to school. I've always been that type of person that wanted to be a help to others, to be loving to others. But a lot of times, if we see someone, and just because, you know, we shouldn't judge the book by the cover. We shouldn't judge you because you don't have anything. But we shouldn't judge those sometimes that do have, because they really want to reach out. And if we can unify, if we can get those that have been taught a certain way and think that you know, it's all about protocol or it's all about dressing up, but let them know that either way they come, God is going to accept them. So my thing is this. I just pray for you, man of God. I ask God that he really blesses you to continue to do the work that you're doing and bring back those prodigal sons and those prodigal daughters that have strayed away from God's word. And as far as the knowledge that we need, me right now, I'm going back to school. And I've had education and other things, but I want to know the word of God, because it tells me in the word of God that if I know his word, and if I can speak his word, not mine, not paraphrasing, but if I can speak that on someone, that will fill them, because his word, not my word, will deliver him, will give him power, and that will encourage. I'm just at the place where I just want to know his word. I want to understand. And I was raised in a church, but I didn't study like I should. My mother didn't push us to study. She did, but she didn't push us. And so the way God touched me was that he was just pour a word into me, and I had to go and research it because I didn't know the scripture. So now I'm hungry for the word. I want to know what it means. But I think in my place, because I'm not sure of a lot of things, but in my place, I think he had to show me that it wasn't about me, that it was about him. And so when he gives me a word and I have to research it, it lets me know it's not me that's doing this. It's not me that's saying this word or feeling this thing to tell someone. That is him. So he reaches us in all different manners, and we all just need to unify. It shouldn't be the have against the have-nots. It all should be just one body loving God. And those that do have and are spending it on frivolous things, that we can, you know, we can show them who they are and their purpose and their true purpose in life, and then they'll start giving to those that have not. They'll start showing love, and it won't be for show. It will be because they understand truly what God wants us to be, and that's one body loving each other, loving Amen. Each other as we love ourselves. So Lord, I just thank you today for your word, and God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Mack, for what you do, for bringing people out that have their story to tell, because everyone has a different story, and everyone can reach someone.
Amen. We thank God for his word this morning. God bless you, Prophetess Dukes. And we thank God for all he has given unto us. But I know today his word is most important. And if we know his word, we can receive his benefits. But if
Amen.
You have a spirit of obedience, if you know for yourself, I just want to obey God. Lord, I just want to know more about you. What would you have me to do? I don't know. I didn't come from this. I'm hearing this today, but God, this is not where I come from, but I want to do what it is that you want me to do. I heard today I was made for your pleasure. I didn't know this. I don't know who
yeah.
I am, because I've heard
yeah.
people say I got to find myself. I've been guilty of back when in my early, late teens, I said one day, oh, I got to find myself. But I tell you, once I found Jesus, I found myself.
Amen.
I know who I am today because I found him. He made it clear to me, yeah, who I am. And so I thank God for that today. And, you know, many of us, we don't love ourselves. Therefore, we don't know how to love. We don't
yes.
know how to love anybody. We was never shown love from our family members. But this is a spiritual. It's spiritual. God
yes.
is a spirit. He's not a man. He's a spirit. And faith is the main key in spirituality. You must believe. And if you'll go to him, you can just go to him and simply ask him to show you the way. God will come in and show you. Because if you come to him, I don't care what condition you're in, he will in no wise cast you out. If you have come to him in sincerity, he will open up your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But you got to be sincere. And it can't be that I want to do all of this stuff so I can look like this person and do. It's got to be from your heart so that I can love God. I don't know how, but if you teach me, I can learn to love the way that you would have me to love. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. So this is where we want to be, and we want to remain humble in him. But get up and do something. If you're saved, you know that God has sanctified you, which he set you aside unto himself, and he has sealed you with his spirit. Then it's time to get up and go. It's time to let the love from your heart flow so that others can see. And they'll do like they did on the day of Pentecost. They'll come to you. Hey, man, hey, lady, what should I do? Well, see, that word, they had to share the gospel. And it was all in one place at one time on one accord. And then they asked them, said, men and brethren, what should we do? And it was that old ear cutting off Peter. You remember Peter cut the ear of the soldier off. Oh, cussing Peter. That stood up and said, be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what the word said. It didn't say Holy Spirit. Now it said the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But we know the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit is the same thing. I just like that term, Holy Ghost. It sounds stronger to me. Hallelujah. But we thank God this morning, and we're getting ready to close out. We're nearing our time. And that if there's anyone else have something they would like to say, we have a few minutes. We have about, oh, maybe 9 minutes. All right. So at this time, all right, I got your brother Frank. I'm bringing you right now. Good morning, and God bless you. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Good morning, and God bless everyone this morning as well. I just was sitting here listening, and it was just wonderful to be able to hear men of God out in the streets and helping and going out doing things. And I was just sitting here thinking about all the veterans and the guys that I run across. It's like I started in the streets, and I'm going to stay in the streets, and I have to get off. And that's God, everlasting transition, obey faith forever. And that's, I'm just going to get off. I sit on the curb and just listen. I'm saying, like, wow, I didn't think this still exists, that men go out and preach to the brothers and the sisters and stand at the liquor store corner, go in the liquor store, go by the dumpster, sit around, get shot out of jail, give a little bit to back to the brothers, get down to the earth, go to the grassroots where everything is so that everybody can know that Jesus is the answer. And I just want to thank those brothers. And anyone else who's listening, hey, it's here. Jesus is coming back, and we are so glad that he's given us the chance to get ready and get right, and we can get off. Thank you. God bless.
Amen. God bless you, Brother Frank. God bless you for your encouraging the brethren. Because I tell you, it's an exciting thing to have men out there on the battlefield. And you see them working. I used to ride through it. I would see a group of guys with some more people on the corner, and they had a Bible in their hand and their head bowed. And I would begin to touch and agree with them because they're leading someone to Jesus. Yeah. Now, that's an attractive thing to me right there, y'all. That's attractive to me. Not how a man looking or smelling or how he dressed or how much money he got or what he possessed. That's foolishness. God is a supplier. But a man that's out there in that field and he's leading, because see, I'm going to tell you something, you can go out there playing if you want to, the devil will whoop you out your clothes. Yeah, he'll beat you out your clothes out there and have you out there naked playing. But those men that are on the front line and they out there doing what God would have them to do, that's an attractive thing. Yeah, because they're working and they're getting their work done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, let us pray out this morning. And after I pray, we'll have one more song of the day. And after the song, I won't be coming back this morning. I'm going to run this young man to school and come on back and get a few more things done today. I got to go out and work. So we thank God. But listen, y'all keep Pastor Mark in prayer, Evangelist Brown in prayer. Y'all keep them lifted before the Lord. Hallelujah, and it will be all right. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for all that has been said and done this morning. Father, we believe that you're pleased with your word going forth and the truth. Father, I ask this morning that you would bless every caller and every listener. Father, continue to meet the need in their lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, I ask today that as we go out, that you would bless us going out. And, Father, bless us coming back in. We thank you this morning for all that you've done for us, what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. We give you glory, honor, and praise this day in Jesus' name. Bless those that are coming through the archives. Lord, we ask that you would fix it for them today in Jesus' name. All we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share Jesus and give somebody something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day, and I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon every caller and every listener this day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And we're going to our last song of the day. And after this song, we won't be coming back.
I give myself away. give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Give myself.
One time with one great voice tonight.